You pray for us for just a little bit. We might be able to do that. We feel the Lord would have of us to do as we gather in at the Lord's house. I appreciate the service thus far. I appreciate the goodness of the Lord and His mercy this morning. Got your Bibles? Want to turn with us? Turn to Philippians, the fourth chapter this morning, if you will. We'll read from there. You just pray for us right in the bottom of your heart for a few minutes. I don't know that we'll take a certain point or place, but we'll try to mind the Lord and do that God bids of our heart to do in gathering in. Philippians, the fourth chapter. I'm going to pick up in the fourth verse of the chapter. You go back or you read the entire chapter after a while when you get a chance. Consider what the writer is writing to you in the words here, which was he is writing unto or writing down this morning. Now, I'll be honest with you, I don't know where this is headed and where this is going. I believe it was a Wednesday night or Sunday night, Randy preached. Well, let me just read from one verse and of this scripture. A couple of days afterwards, the Lord brought the chapter back to our mind, and we read over it and just looked at it this evening. And be honest with you, I ain't looked at it since then. So I don't know what's going to happen, but you just pray for us for just a few minutes. Fourth chapter, Philippians 4 verse. It said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, that your modification be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your cares of me for focus against worry you were also careful, but be ye lack of opportunity. Do not that I should speak in respect of want, for I have learnt in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. For I know both how to abase and how to abound in every words and in all things. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. Now, I'm going to stop reading right there, stumbling in the reading this morning, but you can read for yourself the words of the Lord that He's given unto you and I this evening. And I say again, I don't know exactly how or what we're going to do with this, but there's three of the scriptures from which that we read from you that is a encouragement or a help or a promise to me this morning that we can be able to look to and trust in. And I'll try not to linger, but try to mind the Lord this morning. The seventh verse is, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus this evening. The 11th verse said, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learnt in whatsoever state I am, there with to be content. In the 13th verse, he said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. Now, I don't know that I can connect those three verses up just all together from what we received that day. It may have been just for my benefit, mine alone. Nevertheless, I have but just a moment of time to share with you, I guess, in the hope in which we have in Christ this evening, in the peace that we have in Christ this afternoon, in that whatever state I'm in, I am content. Now, that don't mean that I'm satisfied this evening altogether, but I am content in the Lord that His will is to be done not only in my life, but in the life of others. And through Him, I can do all things and the strength thereof. Robert sung a song, "There's Strength in the Lord," this afternoon. My friend, I don't know where we're going with this. I'll be honest with you this evening. Maybe just a word of encouragement if they'd be able to do so this afternoon. I have found in my journey, in my walk, and that with the Lord this evening, that without Him, I can do nothing this evening. Without Him, if you'll have it, there is no peace. There is no contentment this evening, my friend. There's no joy. There's no praise to be begun. There's no reason to rejoice this evening, my friend, without Christ in my life this evening, my friend. I have nothing this afternoon. What little I do have in this world, but the Lord has given to me this evening, my friend, wouldn't mean as much to me if I had not the Lord in my life this evening, my friend. If I knew not His power this evening, my friend, if I knew not His capabilities this evening, then all would be vain and vanity in my life this evening, my friend. But I am gladly to say this evening, my friend, that I know the peace of God. I don't know where I'm going, Randy. I don't know this evening, my friend. I'm glad that I have a contentment within my life this evening, my friend, that I can lay my head down on my pillow at night and not worry about where I'm going to end up at this evening, my friend. There's a deep settled peace, joy unspeakable and full of glory this evening, not in the ability of mine own self or on mine own righteousness of my own doings this evening, but in the strength of the Lord this evening, in the joy of knowing Christ Jesus as my personal Savior this evening, my friend. Listen, I find this world to be a troublesome time this evening. I find this world this afternoon to be sad, if you allow me to say that. But yet I can find joy, yet I can find peace, yet I can find contentment in strength to face the day and tomorrow, if tomorrow comes. This evening, my friend, I come in on the tail end of the prayer room this morning, my friend, but I am persuaded to believe that there's no place in giving up this evening, my friend. Paul said in his writings, I am what I am by the grace of God this evening, my friend. I conduct myself this evening, my friend. I walk as I walk this afternoon before a just and a living God this evening, my friend, that He might be able to take what little I am and make much out of it this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. There's no good within Crafton Dover this evening, my friend. There's no righteousness within Crafton Dover, but they are one that dwelleth within me this evening, my friend. that brings out the good, or shows forth the good, or manifests the good of the Son of God. This evening, my friend, my modification, if that's pronounced right, this evening, my outwardly showing is a reflection on the peace and the joy and the strength that is within my soul this evening, my friend. And I can let show just whatever I want to let show this evening, my friend. This fleshly man arises sometimes this afternoon, and he would be only happy to show the manifestations of the flesh. But there is an inwardly man this evening, my friend, that is greater than he that is without this evening. And because of that greater man, through the strength of the words of God, through the strength of the Holy Spirit, will bring this outwardly man under subjection this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This evening, I would say to you, in all due respect, this afternoon, you want a peaceful walk, you want a contented walk, you want the strength in God, think on these things that Philippians mentions to think on this evening, more so than you think on the worldly things this afternoon. It's not always easy. We're all human this evening, my friend, but I find that in these things drives me strength, encouragement this evening to keep on keeping on this afternoon, to hold to the unchanging hand, to lift my eyes toward God this evening, and through His strength make the stand that is boldly stood, not through craft and Dover, but through the Holy Spirit of God this afternoon. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, preacher, I didn't think we could stand like that no more. There's so much peer pressure, and it's already been mentioned this evening, my friend, and I understand even in the aspect of which it was mentioned in this evening, my friend, but I have to stand upon the words of God and what God has showed unto me this evening, my friend, without respect to person. That's what Jesus done. That's what the apostles done. That's what the prophets done. And they were overcomers. So if I'll do it, I can be an overcomer this evening, my friend. Listen, don't misunderstand me in saying an overcomer this evening. I have overcome through the washing and the regenerating of the Holy Spirit, being sealed, sanctified, what Randy preached the other day, glorified this evening, my friend, within me, within my inner soul, this evening, my friend. But there's times which that I have to take that strength that is within me to bring this outwardly man under subjection to the will of the Father this evening, my friend, to do that which He bids of our heart to do, that it might be manifested first and foremost unto me that God is still with me this evening, my friend, that I might be able to shine forth a light to those that are about me, be it Christian friend or a lost friend, that in Jesus Christ, through His strength, I can do all things. I can stand this evening, my friend, with my head held high. I'm not boasting. I'm not bragging this evening, my friend. I'm trying to tell you there is peace in God. There is joy in God. There is happiness in God this evening, my friend, that you need to know about, because if you haven't already, you're going to have to lean upon those things to make it through a day. day this afternoon to hold up the to hold up the welfare. I don't know, not another word comes to mind right now of what it is in being a Christian or a called Christian this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. To lean in the arms of God this evening. To trust in the words of God. To be foundered and shod by the preparation of the gospel this evening, my friend. Let me give you just a moment to meditate or to think in this evening, my friend. How wonderful it is to be in a service that the Lord, it just breaks out and a shouting going on all over the house and the Spirit's flowing well, good and strong this evening, my friend. But can I tell you something this evening, my friend? As good as that is, there's nothing like being up in a chicken pen this evening, alone with the Lord, and the Spirit come by this afternoon, brings a reinsurance, brings a peace to mind this evening, my friend, that God is, and besides Him, there is none other this evening, my friend. I can look to Him this afternoon for His guidance, for His directions, for the leadership of His Spirit this evening, to be able to fight in the warfare in which that we're within this evening, my friend. What warfare are you talking about, preacher? The warfare of the inwardly and the outwardly man this afternoon. You're not my problem. Did you know that? This evening, my friend, you're not the one that gives me trouble this evening. I am the one who gives me a trouble. Him whom I walk by the mirror and I look at this evening, He is whom that I have to overcome day in and day out this evening. And to do so, I have to look for the strength that was in the Lord. Cody started off this morning with the scriptures of where Moses was on the mountainside when they was fighting the Iraqi. Was it somebody? I can't remember right now. Fighting in a battle, though, this evening, my friend. And when Moses' arms was up, they was winning the victory this evening, my friend. But when his arms begin to droop or to falter him this evening, they started losing in the battle this afternoon. But I'm glad that in the moment of time, they were those that were there to help him out this evening, my friend. Listen, we need each other. I don't know where it's going, Randy, okay? We need each other this evening, my friend. When those men came up, Cody, and put a rock under him this evening, my friend. Sat with him or stood by him and held up his arms. The victories came forth this evening, my friend. Strength in the Lord. You want to know how the others have made it through this journey this evening, my friend? You look back on them and you see that when they were down or out or low this evening, my friend, they prayed and supplications was made unto the Lord and requests was made known, and God heard their request this evening, my friend, and sent them strength or sent them help. Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. This evening, my friend, David, when he went to fight Goliath this afternoon, he went and he told Goliath, said, "In the name of the Lord God of Israel, I come unto thee." This evening, my friend, not in the remnants of my own doings, but in the trust of God, in the faith of God, this evening, my friend, to be able to take on strength unlikable to the common man, so to say, this evening, my friend. You know that he was just a lad, root of a boy. Goliath made fun of him because of it this evening, my friend. But he knowed in whom he trusted this evening. He knowed in whom had delivered him in days past this afternoon. You know how I sometimes make it through the next journey or the next step in the Lord this evening, my friend, by going back or remembering things of which the Lord has already brought me through and delivered me through this evening, my friend. That's what they told the children of Israel over there when they crossed Jordan this evening, instructed him, and I can't get his name right now, this evening, my friend, to pick one man out of every tribe and for them to gather a stone out of the midst of Jordan this evening, my friend, and to carry the stone to the other side this evening, and there, place there a memorial this evening for the remembrance of how God had delivered them this evening, my friend. He also had him to place 12 in the middle of the river this evening, my friend. There's a lot in that, and I ain't going to get into it this evening. But I'll say this in all due respect. I'm thankful for the forefathers that have set down the establishment this evening, of which the stone that was rejected was built upon, which became the chief cornerstone. Of the means of salvation. Listen, those stones that they brought out and set on the side over there was for the future generations. This afternoon. Said, when your children and their children and their children's children come by and ask, "What meaneth these stones?" Said, you can rehearse, or you can tell of, or you can remind them of the day that he brought us across Jordan on dry ground this evening, my friend. And if you want to, now the Bible don't say this, but they could have said, and if you want to, you can tell them about the 12 stones that's out there in the middle. this, and you may not be able to see them, but they're there this afternoon. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me reread the three scriptures this evening, my friend, if I can clear up and find them. Again, unto you this evening, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. This evening, my friend, for I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. This afternoon, you may find me sometimes with my head drooped or in a somewhat of a low state. This evening, my friend, but don't give up on me in that moment of time. Just give me a little bit talking with the Lord and drawing strength from God, and you'll hear that or see that head raise. I have learned how to walk on my knees this evening, my friend, by looking to a man whom could do all things. Who can do all things this evening? A man called Jesus Christ. A man that dwelleth in the hearts of the believer this evening, my friend, to help this inwardly man to continue on in the race that is set before us this evening, my friend. I preached Brother Cockwitt's funeral a few weeks ago, and I read the scripture, and I said in it, and I'd say again this morning, he would have not never said the scriptures that David said over there, that I have fought a good fight, I have kept the faith. I can't quote it just as it goes right now. Henceforth, there's now a crown of righteousness laid up for me. I have run. I'd like, where's that, Randy? I'll read it. You remember? I have finished my course and I have kept the faith this season, my friend. Henceforth, there's a crown of righteousness laid up for me, not only to me alone, but to all that love the appearance of Jesus Christ. Well, preacher, I ain't seen Jesus yet. Shame on you. I seen him a Tuesday night. And I've seen him many, many times since then. Amen. And through the appearance of Jesus Christ, I have become an overcomer. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to tell you I don't get down and out. I don't have to fight a battle. But I'm telling you, I don't have to get down and out and fight a battle on my own this morning. I got one called Jesus that I can go to and trust in Him to help me win the battle. There's more and more scriptures. Alan taught the blowing of the trumpets is it for either judgment or victory. I hear that judgment. I hear that horn blow sometimes in judgment when I'm about to step over here when I don't need to be stepping over there. But I also hear that trumpet blow in victory when I don't step over there. Not boasting. Not boasting. Just telling you. You don't have to step over there. Devil made me do it. That used to be a saying. Devil can't make you do nothing. He don't have no power. But if you do it, you do it on your own. And then do you give Him power? But if you'll just, as you, that step is going on, you may step there, but what Spirit says, don't do that. Don't do that. Just start dragging it back. Steve, sometimes I have to drag me back this evening, my friend. From doing what Crafton Dover would do in order to do what the Lord would have me to do as I go down the journey along the last way. Randy, come on and finish it out. Preach it. Brother, I'm done. I don't know. I'm through.